We have friends, and I always think they wake up every day and they've got this cloud over their head. Do you wake up with that every day? You thinking cancer?
Not in the way you mean. The things that hit me are separation from my kids. But then that's silly. It's philosophical, perhaps, because I'm not going to miss them. They're going to miss me. And when I say that, the weight of it is not an empathy for them, because I don't want them to have to go through that. I do have that. But no, it's this trick. You can think about this when you're dying. We're all terminal, as one doctor told me. My thing is sincerely, like, I get that flipped around, and it's not like they're dying, but at the same time, it's they're going to be gone from me. And perhaps that's what it will be in afterlife, but I don't think so. That's a dark thing that I go through once or twice a day, maybe even. But I get up around 7 every day and take my bubble bath or my swirly bath, sort of healing waters, and it's mostly just to think about stuff. It's liable to be about this, but more likely it's about songs and whatever. I still do my normal stuff.
But you've got that to work for, and that's a blessing to you right now. You've got that.
So it's a negative when you think about how much there is left to do, and I'd hope to get it done, but I know that I can't. But my faith is intact. It doesn't enter the picture, and it probably should in a Baptist way, but it doesn't to me because I think God is so big. Nobody understands what it's really about. And the best Jesus could do, or any prophet, is speak in parables and speak around it and or speak literally. But even with my literal self being here as God is beyond anything that you could understand. And perhaps, I don't think I'm going to be struck dead, perhaps more than he possibly could understand. I mean, did Jesus know the earth was round? I think he probably did, because I think people had kind of accepted it by then. He was a man, half man, but if he wasn't a normal man, then it all was for naught. He came to be a man and suffer and die in the way they taught me. And I don't have any trouble accepting that, but it's beyond explanation. As soon as I turned loose a long time ago, of God is a little old, white-haired, long-bearded man sitting on a throne, then I turned loose of everything like that. So I don't know. I don't pretend to know. But I also don't believe anybody else knows. They may be closer to it. Do you know what the blue dot picture is? We have these things. They're still out in space. They're two things, but they're probing space. What is it called? I'm sorry. One thing that I have is not from cancer. As I search for words, I have a brain fog, probably more from the medicine than the cancer, I'm pretty sure. But I have a certain brain fog. I can't remember anything. So I can't remember the name of that spacecraft flying into space to explore space. It's like Odyssey or something like that. It's about to pass out of communication as it heads off into space. I mean, they're still going. It left our solar system about 5 years ago. There's big news about it, because it's the first man-made thing that left the solar system, because it's been traveling all these decades and still within our solar system. And that guy who was on Johnny Carson all the time, that millions and millions, that guy, yes. I can't remember that guy anyway, but you know what I'm talking about. At his suggestion, I believe, this is in Wikipedia, you can just look for blue dot. He had them turn the cameras towards Earth and shoot some pictures, or shoot a picture. So the blue dot picture is from this picture that is so vast, you can't comprehend it. It's just hardly a glimpse of the universe, but it's everything this spacecraft could see. And way, way, way down in this mass of things is Earth. And it is so small, you can hardly see it. And that's where we are. We're on this blue dot that is so small, it would take a God so big to even know about Steve Ripley or John Erling. I mean, there's the power.
Yep.
If you want to go there and believe that, it would take a supernatural power to be able to find either one of us on this little piece of land, on this little tiny blue dot in the universe. So I turned loose of that stuff a long time ago for me. I also believe, what did I get from Bob Dylan, this guy, that guy? I think the danger we have to contend with is that everybody has ideas or glimpses or something, or epiphanies, let's call them. And some of them can be powerful, at least for some of us. I've had epiphanies that are really strong. And I think not that I should stop and go preach or teach. I think people have ideas come to them. Steve Ripley says, I think our history is filled with people that was such an overwhelming experience that they dropped everything. If they did it as a little kid, they dropped everything and devoted their lives to trying to tell people about this thing. They studied it, and the more they studied it, the more they made it be true for themselves. Now, whether that's about God or a way to build a house or whatever it might be, I don't laugh at that, but I do kind of, because I don't want to say ideas are a dime a dozen. I'm just saying that epiphanies are not rare, but a lot of people go down that path and they devote their lives to trying to convince people of this thing that might just have been a little, you know, like in Christmas Carol, the third ghost comes up, or maybe the first one, and he says, are you really here? Or are you just some part of roast beef I had at lunch? You know, meaning I ate too much and I'm having some kind of out-of-body experience. That's what I get from it. I mean, maybe this epiphany was a little shot of electricity that sparked off of something. Didn't mean nothing, but our brain went like this. Maybe it's true. Maybe those people are right to stop and devote their lives to preaching this one sermon.